Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new year and a new episode of Techotastic. 2017 is upon us. At this day of recording, it's the 3rd, January 3rd. Strap in, crank up that volume. Welcome to another episode of Techotastic. I'm your host, Chris. Kind of gave Techotastic a rest for a couple months, it looks like. I was moving a lot of different life changes, and just haven't been able to get my rig set up and hit that record button. But I'm happy to start the new year off being able to record, and let's get back on track with the tech. Once again, happy new year, everyone. I am so glad to see 2016 go away. It's a good send-off for sure. For a lot of us, it was a very tough year for sure. A lot of celebrities died: David Bowie, Gene Wilder, Carrie Fisher passed away during this year, and I'm sure it hit everyone just as hard as it hit me, as well as George Michael. And in particular, my 2016 was very, very rough. I was going through a real tooth problem. I had a chipped tooth for about 2 years, and it was chipped all the way down to the gum line. But I'm happy to report I got it removed. It's completely gone. I'm on the antibiotics. Hopefully it's the last time I'll have to take antibiotics in a while. And I am ecstatic that it's gone. There's a nice hole in my mouth, but it's a good trade-off. And I recommend, if anyone's going through tooth problems right now, go see the dentist and get that shit done. I'm telling you, the technology, I haven't been in a dentist's office in a while, and the technology that they have now is incredible. Just, you're in and out. So let's start off the show. This episode is entitled Integrate Yourself. Integrate yourself with technology, because very much is integrating itself in your lives. And especially coming up on this year, 2017, and going on into the future, it's only going to integrate into your lives more and more, such as self-driving cars. You know, it's already becoming a standard now with the chip inside of the credit cards. Things are going to become more and more intuitive with technology. You're going to start seeing a lot more smart fridges and smart appliances for the kitchen, and even operating systems embedded in these devices as well. So before we jump on to our topic of the show, let's go ahead and start talking about some of the tech news. So the first article I wanted to go over was the SpaceX. They're set to fly again after their rocket exploded, I believe in September. Fortunately, it was just cargo, and it was a satellite. There was no actual human beings on board. And that's going to happen in January, so check that out. SpaceX is going to be trying again with their, I believe, their Dragon rocket. But also, too, this segues over to them delaying their mission to get human beings on their future flights. Let me just pull that up. Let's see here. So they were set to fly human beings up to space in 2017, late 2017, and possibly take them to Mars. However, SpaceX now is saying that they're delaying it to 2018 to iron out some of the flaws, obviously, that's going on. There's a lot of rockets that they lost during 2016, so they do have a lot of technical issues that they need to pound out, if you will. And there's already articles after articles just explaining how much they're trying to push this. And I'm extremely excited, and it's something to definitely look at during this year, 2017, what SpaceX is doing and how they're approaching their first manned mission with their aircraft. So they're now expected to fly humans in space in August 2018. See if they get it done. I'm definitely hopeful for SpaceX, NASA, and all these other private industries, as well as the other countries that are trying to get involved in the space race again. This just shows you that human beings, as a frontier, we're constantly trying to look for new resources or new possibilities and reach beyond the stars. So I'm definitely excited, and it's going to be an exciting year to see SpaceX really iron out these problems. And hopefully they just look, you know, it looks like a video game at the end of the year, where they're just launching freaking rockets up in the sky all the time. So our next tech article is very interesting, because you see it always on movies, you know, the whole fingerprint scanner right on the screen. And this is going to become a reality on our smartphones in the next coming year. The company Synaptex, the guys who made the original drivers for mouses and whatnot, are making a sort of a smart screen. The screen itself has such, you know, incredible resolutions nowadays, our phones. So it's going to be able to scan your finger straight from the screen, which is pretty cool. It's definitely something that we've seen in movies before. I could definitely seeing it become a natural process for the smartphone itself. I mean, you kind of just want the screen just to be on the entire device and not have any of these sort of buttons and what have you. So that's really what we're going to see as far as the evolution of smartphones. We're going to get bigger and bigger screens. It's going to take over the entire device. These sort of features like fingerprint scanners are going to be embedded into the screen itself. And we might even be able to use gestures, very fine gestures, to turn the volume up and, you know, instantly snap a picture. So it's extremely exciting to see that come to fruition as far as the screen itself being able to read your fingerprint. Synaptex? I will link the article on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. Hit that like button to get all the other content from ETAcast. And our next article I want to talk about is the Amazon Echo and the Google Assistant, as well as Microsoft, is making a sort of box that sits in your house, and that's your smart assistant. You can talk to it. It's nothing new in technology, but it's something that that is being integrated in our daily lives as far as being able to interact with technology with our voice. It's becoming more and more natural for us just to talk to our devices. And the Amazon Echo is a perfect example of a smart assistant, where you can just say, hey, order me some toilet paper. And, you know, a couple days from then, it'll, you know, your toilet paper will be right at your front door. Hey, thanks, Alexa. Right on. That's kind of what we're going to be talking about in our episode of Techotastic, is the integration with technology in our lives. But before we jump onto our actual topic, let's go ahead and segue on over to our tech bargains of the week. These are deals that I found around the internet. Grab them while you can. Most of these deals expire in a week from this recording. So if you hear something that catches your interest, be sure to check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ETAcast. You can find the links in there and order all this cool stuff. This is really, really good deals that I found on dealbargains.com. Great technology website as far as getting discounts and just really, really, really good deals. So our first tech bargain of the week is going to be a Lenovo IdeaPad. It's a 2-in-1 convertible laptop, so you can put it in, you know, take off the actual screen and turn it into tablet mode, attach it to a keyboard, and make it rigid like a laptop. The 12-inch laptop itself, and it weighs only 1.7 pounds without the keyboard, so when it's in full tablet mode, you are going to get a 2K screen in that 12-inch. That's awesome. That must look amazing. 8 gigs of RAM. Plenty of RAM right there. Kind of a low SSD. You're getting only 256 internal storage. But nowadays with the cloud and whatnot, you can really alleviate all that. Of course, you're getting some Intel onboard graphics. But really, it's the onboard graphics, the technology is so good now as far as the processor running the graphics, because that's what it is. You can run games at low to medium, no problem. They're also quoting it to 9 hours of battery life, which is really, really good. And this deal is $525 for this laptop hybrid. That's 50% off. It's originally $1,050. Just a really, really good tablet slash laptop for that price. 8 gigs of RAM. It's really, really incredible. 9-hour battery life. So our next tech bargain is going to be a GoPro 4K camera. And it comes with a 64 gig memory card. That's also pumping out 150 megabits a second as far as the bitrate. So really, really nice fluid motion is what that tells me. And you're going to be shooting in 4K, which is awesome. It's a 12 megapixel lens on it for all you camera nerds. But it's the non-waterproof version. I'm pretty sure you can get some sort of housing. You can get this for $400 right now, $399 tech bargains. In my opinion, that's a really, really good deal for a 4K camera. I mean, wow. Keeping with the trend on the 4K, we got a next tech bargain is going to be a 4K monitor. It's an LG 24-inch 4K monitor at $280. It's 5 millisecond response time, so plenty fast enough to run all the first-person shooters that you want. I'm sure some people would be like, I like my monitors 1 millisecond. But honestly, I've never seen the difference between 1 to 5 milliseconds. Once you get up to the 9, 12, you know, the old-timey monitors, you can definitely see the ghosting effects. But this thing also does have a game mode, so I'm sure it has a faster response time when you put it into game mode. But for $280 for a 4K monitor, 24-inch, that's a stellar deal. So that about wraps up our tech bargains and our tech news. Let's go ahead and move on to our topic of the show. Integrating technology and how it's integrating in your lives every single day, especially moving forward, going into 2020. I'll talk about that in a couple minutes, but more and more technology is being forced into our lives, if you will. We're having to use these new avenues as far as paying people. Like, I'm sure people that have PayPal nowadays have just recently signed up for it, or these other different money services, and they're realizing, hey, this is really easy. Or whether or not if you're using the chip reader in your new card and you realize, you know, honestly, this is a lot better because it's not destroying my card by sliding it all the time. There's only one orientation that I can put it in. You know, it just pops right in there. It is a lot easier in the end of the day. And I hope everyone can agree with me as far as that, because that's the reason why it got introduced into our society, to make things a little easier and to make the process a little more streamlined. And technology nowadays is coming out of that growing pains that it was going through during the late 2000s to about really last year. And what I mean by that, there's becoming more and more technology as far as virtual reality, self-driving cars that have been developing over these last 5-10 years. And we're starting to see them come into fruition as far as being super accurate, empowering our lives. For instance, with virtual reality, one can only imagine, and I talked very extensively on my virtual reality episode on Techotastic, so check that one out if you're interested to know more about technology that's involving virtual reality and augmented reality. But they're using virtual reality for training purposes, as far as surgery. Military is using virtual reality. There's so many different applications that technology integrates into our lives that makes us better as human beings. Just like I was talking in the beginning of the episode, there's pretty much going to be smart everything, especially when it comes to the kitchen. I just read an article a couple of days ago that there is this restaurant being tested, I believe in Japan, that there's just a robot that has a bunch of arms. It looks like something straight out of the Jetsons. And even little Flintstones homage, that these arms are just going all over the place, you know, pouring the sauce, pouring the exact ingredients as far as it being a cup of flour or whatever it may be. And this sort of robot chef can make over 60 different dishes. And when you integrate technology in something like that, because one can say that making 60 different dishes every single day is very menial, something that, yes, you of course you can be a great chef, I'm not taking anything away from that, but as far as, you know, making hamburgers at McDonald's, you have to see it going in that direction. There's going to be robots sitting in behind McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's making your sandwich. That's just, it's going in that direction. It's going to integrate itself and do menial tasks and to allow us human beings to utilize more time in our day. It's going to enrich us in that sort of way. We're not going to have to avoid that McDonald's on that particular street because they always make your order wrong. No, that's going to become a thing in the past, because technology is going to integrate itself to where we're not going to have to worry about those things. Going back to the smart refrigerator, the future refrigerators from now are going to start integrating itself in a way where it can start putting together a list of saying, hey, I noticed that you use a lot of these things, whether it be a gallon of milk or coffee creamer, and would you like me to order it so you can go pick it up at the store or have it delivered here? And you can go, oh yeah, thanks fridge. Whether or not if you're talking to Cortana, Alexa, or Google Voice, do they even have a name for that? I don't know. I'm not sure. But whether or not if you're talking to any of those, these sort of smart assistants and smart OSs are going to be integrated in these devices like fridges, freezers, dishwashers, whatever it may be that can honestly utilize the technology. It's going to be embedded in that device. It's going to change how we're interacting with that. We're going to go in that evolutionary phase with technology as it's happening. And we kind of already are. There's a lot of different fridges that you can buy now that can do these sort of things today. But with the companies like Microsoft and Google and Amazon now that are really trying to push themselves in your home to make your life easier, we're going to start seeing more and more of these different facets of technology being integrated in our lives. And as far as the different infrastructures that we've already been setting up, like the cloud services, you know, you can iCloud and OneDrive, Dropbox, all these different things, they are just cloud services, and they're a way for us to stop worrying about things. I mean, once you put it up in the cloud, you don't have to worry about it later on. Oh my gosh, if my phone breaks, I lost all my pictures, or whatever it may be. No, you don't have to worry about it. So that's a great example of something that's already been kind of embedded into us the last couple of years, because cloud technology really, really honed itself in, especially the last couple of years. I mean, personally, I have over 6,000 pictures on my personal cloud that I don't have to worry about. They're going to be there. I can change devices, I can do whatever I need to do, reformat my phone, whatever it may be, and not have to worry about it. You know, same thing that goes on with my computer. I have a lot more storage space because I just throw everything on my cloud that I feel that should be up on there. And I'm not necessarily worried about, you know, whether or not if there's a picture of my ass, because it's my personal cloud. It's just as far as I'm concerned, as soon as I type in the password, I'm the one that's allowed to walk in that space. That's how everyone should really be thinking of stuff like that. It's not being intrusive. It's supposed to be helping your life out, empowering you, like I said earlier, so you have more time throughout your day. You're not necessarily worried about it. It's done. Technology has it handled. Kind of segues over to how the self-driving cars are becoming a very big norm. That was an extremely fast way for technology just to take over in that gesture of, hey, don't worry about it, the car's driving itself. I mean, that was something that we were, as a society, dreaming about for a long time, and then suddenly, pretty much like that, over the last couple of years, we got Tesla, we have Google still developing their autonomous car, and now Uber is starting to say that semi-trucks are going to be completely autonomous in the next couple of years with their technology. NVIDIA developed this particular chip that you can throw right into your car, and it would automatically have all these sort of mapping technologies and these sensors. So that was an extremely fast evolution of cars, in my opinion, but we're unfazed by it because we're sort of like, okay, great, I'm glad this is happening. And we can only imagine how that's going to empower our lives as soon as, you know, there's just one interstate for self-driving cars as far as one end of the United States to another end, or, you know, across India, whatever it may be, where you can just drive self-driving cars and you're doing podcasts, you're editing things, you're empowering yourself, you're getting more things done in your life, so you don't have to do these menial tasks. Now, I'm not trying to take away anything as far as driving cars, because in my opinion, I love driving a car and being able to control it and go around the turn and feel my gestural input. But this is going to become very much a normal thing in the future, in the next 5 to 10 years, where all of our cars are going to be pretty much standard. It's going to have some sort of self-driving feature. And that just goes to show you that the technology behind it has developed that fast. So what else can develop that fast in that regard? As far as our cell phones, as far as our computers, you know, with the HoloLens, that's going to become a huge thing as far as augmented reality. Virtual reality is starting to become very, very, very honed down. And it's just about technology making our lives easier. It's making you more efficient. And that's, as human beings, we have to have that open mindset to allow technology to come in our lives, but also to for us to utilize it in a way that it helps us out, to empower us, to allow us to have more time in our day. Set yourself up with tech to empower your life in a more enriching way. And that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about in this episode of Techotastic. It's extremely exciting to see all the tech coming out of the growing pains and becoming more and more simplified, but in a better way for us to utilize it. It's becoming more and more intuitive, and it's going to become one of these things where it's going to become second nature of us just inputting things on, whether it may be a massive touchscreen, or we're looking through our glasses and we're just seeing things and we're like, okay, let me get this done real quick. Or we're talking to Alexa, hey Alexa, schedule me a flight to Seattle. Okay, done. You know, all these things are going to become more and more second nature to us because we're so used to it by now. We're ready to use it. But now you just have to integrate yourself in it. Integrate yourself with technology, because it's already happening in our society. Let's see where we're at on time. Yeah, we're about 25 minutes. I'm going to close up this episode of Techotastic. Thank you, everyone, for listening, checking us out on Facebook, and hitting that like button. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. And before I wrap up this episode, I am selling a lot of my Pokemon cards growing up as a child. And I'm just going to read the first names of the most recent purchases. Sort of say thank you. Thank you again for all these. Nonya from Arizona, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the cards, everyone. And Raj from Texas, definitely enjoy the cards. I enjoyed them as a kid, and I'm having a fun time doing this as well, and it's helping me out. It's helping ETA Cast Network out as well, as far as getting content out there, being able to sell these Pokemon cards. So thank you, Raj and Nanya, again, for those purchases. And if you guys want to buy some cards, you're interested in Pokemon yourself, I will link my eBay thing on there. Still very new to the eBay scene, and I price all my cards out very, very fair, extremely fair. And it's something really that I'm loving to do, because it's, you know, sort of like you're just trading Pokemon cards just like back in the day, and you got to catch them all. So I have over, probably got 3,000 cards in my collection right now that I am selling off throughout this entire year. So check that out. It'll be on the Facebook ETA Cast page. Definitely check out, trust me, I have a beard. recently did an episode with my buddy Brandon, had a great time with him on that episode. I would definitely be recording another episode of Techotastic, hopefully in the next week or so. The CES is coming up. Dreaded CES, where technology goes and dies sometimes. Thank you guys again for checking out, and gals. And we'll see you guys next time on Techotastic. And you guys have a Techotastic day.